up, the other one go down on that end. This is almost like the seesaw.
How's it?
But they be standing up on the plank.
And the plank is nailed?
No, it's not nailed. It's just laying across there.
This is something that I didn't, in the area I was growing up in, they didn't have these things, so good. I don't think I've ever seen one. How is it fixed down?
Well, they just get a block of wood. Maybe it would be kind of square on this side or the side it was laying on to the ground. So the block would, stay in where you put it. Mm-hmm. And they just lay a long plank across there. And one child get on one end and one on the other, and they be standing up when they start jumping. Well, when this one on this end go down, that one goes up from the plank and come back and hit the plank and knock the other one up on the other end.
So how is it different from a seesaw then?
Well, the seesaw is stationary with the little slants in there where it won't jump out, off of there. But that plank lies jump off of there anytime, off of that block.
Is a plank, it's resting?
A cloth, a block.
Is the middle of the plank or the end of the plank?
The middle of the plank rests on there. And a child's on each end, like your ink pen there, one on this end. Well, when this one go down over here on this end, the other one goes up in the air away from the plank. When he come back down, hit the plank, this one on this side goes up.
Seems like it just went down, the whole thing would just come
apart. No. It goes up. That one on that side goes up.
And you call that a jumping
point? Jumping point, boy, yes.
Huh. Okay, and something else that a child might play on, you might take a long rope and tie that to a tree limb and put a seat on it.
It's a swing.
Okay. What did you use to carry coal in?
Coal?
Mm-hmm.
To where you make fires?
Yeah. Did you ever have a stove that used coal?
No, we didn't ever have. We had wood stoves.
Do you know what you call that container that you used to carry the coal into the house in?
No, I don't.
Okay. What runs from the stove up to the chimney?
The pipe, stove pipe.
Okay. And if you were going to move some bricks or something heavy like that, you might use this thing that it's got one small wheel at the front and two handles.
Wheel bar.
Okay. And what would you use to sharpen tools with?
Foul.
Okay, what else?
Oh. Now at these shops, they have those grinding rocks they would sharp.
What about something you could hold in your hand?
Just a foul over the shop.
Did you ever hear
whet?
Whet something?
Whet.
Whet stone or whet rock?
Whittling stone or whet rock.
Or
yes, I have.
What's that?
Well, that's something. If you have a knife and you want to sharpen it, you just rub it this way on the stone or whatever you have to sharpen it with.
Yeah, what did you call that stone?
Whittling stone.
Okay. And the thing that people drive nowadays, you'd call a
car.
Okay, any other names?
Vehicle.
Okay, what else?
Motor car.
Okay. And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you say you have to...
Grease it.
Okay, you say yesterday he...
Had his car greased.
Okay. And you say if grease got all over your hands, you say your hands were all...
Messed up with grease.
Or all...
Greased up.
Okay, could you say all greasy or
dirty or greasy, yes, greasy.
Okay. And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd have to put a few drops of...
Oil in there.
Okay. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name?
Coal oil.
Okay. Did you ever hear of making a lamp?
No, I never hear of making a lamp.
Like take a rag or a bottle and some kerosene or coal oil?
No.
You ever heard of grease lamp or flambeau or?
No, I haven't.